It's time for our Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent, Ryan Schaub. How are you today, Ryan?
Doing just fine. How are you today?
I am so great. So I guess you're going to let us know how we can do good things for our cool season grasses.
Yeah. It's that time of year again where it's time to start thinking about applying nitrogen to our cool season grasses, such as fescue and smooth brome. The issue, as many of us know, is just we're pretty wet right now. And so we might have to delay that time period just a bit. We'll talk about later on how late can we go and still get utilization of that fertilizer. One of the things, though, that we need to talk about is just the amount and timing of nitrogen. And a lot of that is going to depend on whether it's hayed or whether it's going to be grazed. But there's other things that go into it. What's the price of nitrogen right now? What's the value of that hay bale? And, what have those growing conditions been since last fall? And maybe you want to think about what is it going to be projected like into the spring? Normal nitrogen fertilization rates for established fescue or brome hay fields range from 70 pounds to 120 pounds of actual nitrogen per acre. Notice I said actual pounds, so like if urea is probably going to be the most used product on our cool season grasses, that's going to be 46% nitrogen, so you can do some math there. But another way to think about fertilizing these cool season grasses is around 30 pounds of nitrogen per ton of expected yield. So if we want, 3 tons, you're going to have to put on about 30 pounds of nitrogen per ton there. So I do get questions about every year. How much tonnage can we expect if we don't fertilize our fescue or brome? And maybe what's kind of the maximum value that you would look to get? And research studies show we can get from 1.25 tons of the acre to 1.4 tons of the acre if we don't fertilize these cool season grasses. Those protein levels in those forages are going to be much lower in the instances where we don't fertilize. How much can we get? That number in the years of this research, it was just 3.4 tons of hay per acre, and they were asking to use 140 pounds of nitrogen to get that. Note, we can get maybe closer to 4 if we have the fertilization and maybe the perfect year. But matching those two up don't happen very often. You got to play the law of averages a little bit. I would say 3.25 to 3 ton are not uncommon in our area. Timing of nitrogen is going to be another factor to consider. A lot of our producers apply all their nitrogen and any phosphorus or potassium in a single application. And they do it in the springtime or in the January to February time period. And, research actually shows if we apply that all in the fall, like late summer, early fall, we can get slightly higher yields, but our protein levels are going to decrease a little bit. Something that I know we like to do at home, we like to put our phosphorus and potassium on in the fall. You do get a little bit of nitrogen there with that phosphorus. We're really at that point trying to feed the new tillers, get a little bit of fall growth going into the winter months, and then we come back in January or February and we apply our nitrogen then. The issue is we have two rental costs, 2 days of doing that, and that's where if you could move, if you wanted to do it all at one application, K-State's research would show doing that in the fall might benefit you just a touch more. I said earlier we had talked about how late is too late to spread nitrogen or put nitrogen on these fields. we see a response to nitrogen even into the early parts of April. But once we get to like April 15th, I'm going to start telling you, you really need to cut those rates back down. I mean, maybe 50 pounds is all I'd put at that point in the growing season. We just don't have enough time to utilize much more than 50 pounds of nitrogen once we get into the month of April. Phosphorus and potassium fertilization, both fescue and brome are efficient users of phosphorus and potassium. And that has to do with their extremely dense root system. They have like two or three times more root mass than corn or soybeans would. So they can really utilize quite a little bit of that phosphorus and potassium, even in soil levels that test pretty low in phosphorus and potassium. But they also are going to remove quite a little bit of phosphorus and potassium, like 12 pounds of phosphorus and 40 pounds of potash per ton that you remove from that hay field. So over time, we will significantly reduce those soil test levels, and that is going to be one of the things that we need to keep a sharp eye on and making sure that they're not getting too low. One additional nutrient that we might look to apply would be sulfur. A lot of these cool season grasses are responding to sulfur in some research studies. The biggest thing I guess we have found is before we're seeing visual signs of sulfur deficiency, we're actually starting to see these fields slip in production. So if we have the right precipitation, the right fertilization, we would expect those fields to produce pretty consistently. But one of the things K-State has noticed is some of these fields have started to decline a bit, and so they've started adding sulfur to these fields, and they've seen a significant increase in yield production. But none of these plants showed visual signs of sulfur deficiency. So if you do see or you think that you're seeing these fields kind of slip a little bit in production, might be worth throwing out 10 or 15 pounds of sulfur per acre and seeing if we can get those plants to respond and get that production back up to where it needs to be. With that, if you guys have questions, you're always free to call. The office number is 785-448-6826. And as one last little plug, I guess I would say, keep your eyes out. There are some flyers for a weed and fungicide meeting in Overbrook on February the 22nd going around, as well as a burn school that will be put on in Ottawa on February the 26th. If you guys have questions or would like to sign up to go to those meetings, please don't hesitate to give me a call. Again, that number is 785-448-6826.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ryan. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.